let's see. Let's again bookmark 1 Corinthians 15, and let's jump, please, to Revelation. All right. Now, in my dream, the title of the message was, "It is finished." Don't forget that. However, this is not the title for this one. It's just there, they connect. But this one is titled, "There's a Change Coming, and it's coming for my good." Tell somebody, there's a change coming.
There's a change
coming. And it's coming for your good. All right, Revelation chapter 1. All right, Revelation chapter 1, and bookmark that. All right, bookmark that. Revelation chapter 1, bookmark. Now let's go to 1 Corinthians 15. Everybody there?
Amen.
All right, and let's go to verse 52. Well, we can go to 51. All right, are we there?
Amen.
Behold, look, or see, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be
changed.
Everybody?
Changed.
All right. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, what?
At the last trump.
What?
At the last trump.
To imply there is a last trump, there must be previous trumps. All right. Now, again, he says, in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, before you know it. All right? At the last trump, meaning that trumpet got to sound first. All right? There's some stuff going on from previous trumpets. But then after the last trump, that's when your change is going to come.
Amen.
Are we grabbing hold? Hold on to the roller coaster now. It's not what you're thinking. We're not talking about the last day of rapture and all that type of thing in second coming. No, that's not what we're on. We're looking at this. He gave me a different look on this, okay? So just grab the words, all righty? Look what he says here. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, what does it say? For the what? Trumpet, he's reiterating again, that trumpet got a sound, folks. Not before. The trumpet has to sound. For the trumpet shall sound, and what?
The dead shall
be raised incorruptible, and what? And we shall be
changed.
All right? A change is coming, and it's coming for my good.
Amen.
All right? But it doesn't come until after the trumpet sounds. All right, the final trump regarding your change.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
But a trumpet must sound, signifying it is finished. Signifying your change.
Amen.
Begins, okay?
Yes, Lord.
All right, let's go back here to Revelation. And let's find out what this trumpet is. Revelation chapter 1, verse... we can read verse 9. Because that's kind of cool, some of the things that he's saying here. All right, let's look at verse 9. All right, look at what John says. I, John, who also am your brother and companion, where? He's your companion in church. What does that mean? I can relate to you going through. I understand. I'm a fellow companion. I understand because I'm there too. Okay, so he's talking about mess starting off already. You're in a struggle. Something's wrong. All right. How many want to be in tribulation? No one wants to be in tribulation.
Right.
You want to come out
right.
of tribulation. So you don't want to be in that state. You want a change.
Right.
Did you grab that?
Yeah.
We're talking about change.
Yes.
All right. Listen to what happens here. He says, your companion in tribulation and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ. You can check out 14:12 on that. It's Revelation 14:12. You know, here's the patience of the saints. All right. Patience of Jesus Christ was in the isle called Patmos for the what? So he's persecuted for the word of God. And for the what?
Testimony
of Jesus Christ. Guess what? You're going to go through. All right? Here we go. You ready? I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. And I what? I heard behind me a what? A great voice as of a trump at the last trump. And I'm hearing the trumpet shall sound, the voice shall sound. I'm in the Spirit of the Lord and I hear a voice and it sounds like a trumpet. Let's see who that trumpet is. Saying what? I am the beginning and the end, the Alpha and Omega, right? The first and the last. Wait, who is this? That's Jesus. So his voice is that of a what? Trumpet. Go back to where we just left from 1 Corinthians. He says, at the last trump, Christ's word to us. Christ will speak when it is finished. Not before. When he says it is finished, the trumpet will sound. Do you understand? We will be in our mess all the way through until the end when he says enough. It is finished. What's finished? The word that I sent. All of us looking for a word. Oh, I want a word from God. I want a word from God. Do you know what your word might be? Your word might be affliction. Did you hear what I just said? Your word might be tribulation. Your word might be suffering. You hear me? We come. Oh, I want a word from God. Why? To show me that I'm going to get this new thing. But do you know what's going to happen before he says you get that new thing?
Yeah.
You're going to have to go through something. And you're going to, and you're going to go through it, but you're going to go through because you know what's coming next. Remember how the Bible says, oh, he endured the cross. It was pleasing. Oh, because he knew the joy that was coming afterwards. You see that? He endured the suffering. Why? Because he knows. And that's where we have to be. That's where we have to be. All right? We have to wait till that trumpet sound. And then what happens? The change comes. At a moment, at a twinkling of an eye, a change is coming. But you must go through what the word had previously said. Remember? To say a last trump means there must be previous. So his word, remember, Christ is the word. All right? His voice sounds like a what? And guess what? That word will not return void. Until what?
Accomplishes. That's what it was.
Same word means accomplished. It's the same word used for finished. It is accomplished. It is finished. You see? Then the change comes. Then the change comes. Oh, endure.
Amen.
Hold on. Fight through. He told you you're going to get beat up.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
He told you the way of life is through persecution.
Yes.
But if you're going to hold on, but when we grab hold and we recognize it, oh, this is God.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like God, don't smell like God, don't taste like God, don't talk like, but it is God. Why? Because he promised me. He promised me, and I'm holding on to his promise. And oh, what did he tell us to do? He said, wait for the promise. And you know what the word promise means in Hebrew? Word. Wait for the word. Wait for the word. And I love the fact he told the folks, go wait for the word in Jerusalem. He said, go wait for the promise. Wait in Jerusalem for the promise. Remember he told them that? Promise means word in Hebrew. Jesus is the word. What are they waiting for? Jesus to come. He was the word. Filled them up with hope. The Spirit of Christ, that's what they were filled with. That's what the Holy Ghost is. The Holy Ghost is the Spirit of Christ. Read the Bible. So they were waiting on the word. And that's what we have to do. wait for the promise, because the word is coming. It will not return to God empty.
Amen.
It's going to accomplish what it was sent to do. So if it's sent, your word is persecution, guess what you're going to get?
Persecution.
And what are you going to do? We have to hold on.
Amen.
We have to endure persecution.
Yes.
Knowing who's got all this in their hand.
Amen. Amen.
Knowing that it's purpose filled. Don't feel, it won't feel good. You're going to have some crying time.
Yeah.
Some weeping.
Yeah.
Let me get back to this. All right, let's go. Watch this. Go to Revelation chapter 4. Here it is again. He's secretive. He puts little secret little things in there that you're going to have to see. Everybody's not going to grab it and see it, but he puts little things in there. Check it out what it says. In Revelation 4, please. Grab hold of this in 4 and read what 4 says. It says, watch this, this is so funny. Because this is a change in your status. And that's what this is all about, right? A change is coming, and it's coming for my good. That means your status is changing, all right? Look at what your situation, whatever it is, you put it there, fill in the blank. Listen to what Mashiach did, but the word, see, this is what the awesome about God, he gives you opportunity. He says, narrow is the way that leads to life. But he said, but few there be that find it. Not many going to want to go through it and take it. They'll get offended and they'll fall off. You grab hold, but he gives the opportunity to everyone. It's up to you to go ahead and persevere through it, alrighty, so that you can get the prize. Alright, watch the opportunity that he's speaking right here. It's amazing. Watch this. After this, I look and behold a what? A door of opportunity. A door was opened. What? In the heavens. He's opening the door for you. Now watch this. And the first voice which I heard was what? Was that of the... Oh, here comes the word again. Talking with me. What does it say? Come up. You grab that. He just told you to come up from your sin. Come up here, man. Come up here, daughter. Come up here. Son, come on up here. I got something for you. Come on up here. You can make it. Come up here. You should grab that. That blew me away. I was like, oh my God, you are just what in the world? I am like blown away. He puts code. Little hints of things. You just got to tie them together.
Yeah.
He says, the door is open for you. The door is open. Come up here. Come on, go through it. Now, narrow is going to be the way. Persecution and suffering, tribulation is going to halt. It's going to cost you. But pick up your cross. Follow me through it. You're not going to go through darkness. I'm going to be with you. I'll never leave you. I'm not going to forsake you. I'm right there with you. Do it all. All I'm asking you is have faith. Hold on. Endure. What did he say? Though he slay me, yet will I what? Wow, that's serious. That's serious stuff. He's giving us opportunity. A change is coming, and it's coming what? For my good. It's coming for my good. I'm gonna grab a little something here. We may be suffering now, going through all kinds of mess, discomforts. A lot of times it's over things that we have no control over. Isn't that right?
Amen.
A lot of the times, isn't it? We have no control over. Sometimes it involves another person. Sometimes it involves something going on in your body. No control over things that's going on inside you.
Amen.
You can do the best you can. You fast. You cry. You pray. Doing everything humanly possible, but to no avail. Sometimes we even we even think we see a glimmer of hope. This might be it. It's getting ready to happen now. And then what happens? The bottom falls out. We can go. We can be patient. Okay, God. For days, weeks. Next thing you know, it's months. Next thing you know, it's years. Remember that woman with the issue of blood? She had hope, didn't she? She went to the doctor. She thought, it might work here. And nothing. Nothing. Then I heard about this. So let me go over here and think the grass is greener on the other side. Nothing. After a period of time, here's another one. This one looks real positive. Looks like something's going to change. It's going to work this time. And what happens? This woman had to wait for the word. She had to wait for the trumpet to sound. And that trumpet sounded 12 years later. 12 years later. You remember that trumpet sounding? Who touched me?
Amen.
Remember that?
Yes.
And that woman, the trumpet said, your faith has caused your change to come.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Your trust in me.
All right.
Has called, brought on. Your change.
Amen.
That's where we have to be. Stop thinking drive-through all the time. Not going to. Yes, can I have. And then you want it ready. When you pull up, 10 seconds to the window, you are. Where's my. Drive-through. And we get mad if we don't get it instant quick. 12 years, guys. 12 years and holding on, didn't give up because it was purpose filled, brought on for a purpose of God. Remember that blind man, born blind? Disciples said, hey, did his mother sin? Did his father sin? Did he sin?
Right.
Everybody, you're wrong. These Christians? No, Jesus says no. It was for a purpose. And his change didn't come until that last trump sound. And his faith brought on the change. Is that making sense? Please turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. A change is coming.
Amen.
And it's coming for my good.
For my good.
2 Corinthians, right?
Yes.
2 Corinthians chapter 4. Okay, like I said before, we have to, if there's a last trump, there must be previous trumps.
Right.
There must be a first trump, okay? That's automatic. Okay, so if his last verdict, his last word is accomplished or it is finished, that means he had to say something for it to start. Okay? And like I said earlier, sometimes our word from God is not what you think it is.
Right.
You've asked for something, but then negative mess comes. Sometimes his word for us is affliction.
Yeah.
Doesn't make sense, does it? But it does. He said affliction leads to life.
Right.
Tribulation is going to lead to your life. Suffering is going to lead to your life. It's amazing. Here's proof. Let's look at chapter 4, right?
Mm-hmm.
And let's look and read verse 17. For our what?
Light
afflictions, which what? Is but for a moment, does what? It works for us. Stop right there. It works for us. Our affliction the word of God that's sent to us to cause trouble in our lives is actually working for us.
Amen.
Negative is actually working positive. Suffering is actually working life. Sorrow is actually working joy.
Amen.
What in the world is this? He says, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, works for us a far more what? Exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Sometimes, folks, the word for us from the trumpet, from heaven, from the Lord, is affliction, is suffering. But you gotta remember, it's working for your good. It has positive purpose.
Amen.
In your life.
Positive purpose. Amen.
Mess. Mess. You prayed. You cried. You fasted. Went to this one and that one, the bishop, the apostle, the prophet. Look to your left, look to your right, look down, look up, look front, look back. God, where are you? All the while, he's right there. We're the ones who think he's not. We got to hold him to his word. He said, I'll never leave you. I'm not going to forsake you in your weakness. I'm not going to forsake you in your suffering. Somebody else might do that. They'll smile in your face today, say you're the best thing since sliced bread. Today.
Right.
Tomorrow they'll, but that's not who I am. You may be the only person left, but you got all of heaven behind you.
Amen.
Friends may forsake your loved ones, family, whatever. But yeah, he made that promise. And this is something that we all need to grab hold, because we all need to be reminded of this, because we all forget it. We all think we're in this alone, but we're not. And that's all I want to tell you mainly today. We're not. And again, sometimes our word for our change is not always going to be something nice. Roses, you know, smooth sailing. Sometimes it has to be trouble to get us to a point where God wants us. Sometimes it takes that. Not all the time. But most of the time, when it's something really grand, really big, it's going to be really bad getting there. That's for sure.
That's true.
You're going to get it from every direction. But it's just remember, I know it's hard. I'm going to tell you now, you're going to cry. You're going to cry. And you're going to go, why me? It's going to happen. You know how I know this? He says it's replete throughout the scriptures. He said, build your house on him. He says, the rains are going to hit you. The winds are going to blow. No different than the people in the world. But the difference is you're standing on a firm foundation. You're standing on a rock.
Hallelujah.
You're standing on the word. You're standing on the promise.
Yes.
You're standing on the one that can save.
Amen.
You see that versus quicksand.
Right.
Man. You stand on God. You stand on the Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. A little bit more than you're out of here. Hold on. Endure. Knowing this has a purpose in God. It has a purpose. Think about Joseph so many times. Man. Jacob. Jacob didn't have any idea what happened to his son. Can you imagine the suffering that man went through? For all those years, not a peep from God regarding his son, what the state of his son is. He think the guy is dead. God just had to say it one time. He's all right. I got him over in Egypt. He's doing something that's going to help you. He didn't mention it. But it was all doing what? Working for their good. You see that? The same people that come up against you. Remember his brothers?
Amen.
Came up against him,
all
speaking
right.
evil of him.
Right.
When the man is just trying to
yes.
follow his father's
right.
commandment.
Right.
Remember, he had the jacket on. He didn't make the jacket. His dad did that.
Amen.
He didn't choose himself. God chose him. And you're mad. You're jealous. And you want to attack. All the while, you're attacking the very thing that's going to save you. That's incredible. And what did Joseph say about it? You meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. You see that? See that? Do we grab this? The same thing I've been talking about all day today.
Yes.
Your mess, God ordained for your good.
Yes, Lord. Have your way.
You understand?
Yes.
Your mess. God, the enemy may mean it for what?
Evil.
But God means it for what?
Good.
I hope this blesses.
Yes.
Help in some form of somebody. If it was just one person, that's good.
Yes.
I'm telling you, I was like, wow, God, you gave me my whole thing. I was done Tuesday. I was like, I gotta go. Hurry up. Can we call an emergency meeting? Can we have an emergency service? Pretend it's the Sabbath? All right. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 2. Let's read that in concert.
Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him.
Read that. For the joy that was set before him. That's the change. That's the end result. Okay? What else?
Endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God.
Amen. Amen. Look at him for the example. He endured the cross for the joy that comes after it. And that's what we have to endure, our suffering for the change that's going to happen after the end. When that trump, that last trump calls for the change. Remember, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, the last word, when that trumpet sounds and says, it is finished. Your suffering is finished. Your loneliness is finished. It is finished. It's not going to last all the way. Hold on through it. Let's keep going here. Let's go to another one. Remember when he said he endured the cross for the joy? The joy was the goal. The end result. So that's the end. That's the change. Because he wasn't joyful going through that. All right, but he endured it because of the joy that's coming after. Okay? All right. You know what? Here, let's just go here one more time. I know we did it already, but I want you to go back to this. Go back to First Corinthians once again. Just to grab it again so you can see, because this was the title scripture. 1 Corinthians 15 and 52. Before we read that, we remember how the scripture says the word of God will not return void until it has finished or accomplished the work that it was sent to do.
Amen.
All right? It won't go until the change happens. Then it will go back and report.
Amen.
You see? It's done. Taken care of. All right, it won't return empty. Oh, they gave up. They didn't want. No, no, it's not going to give up until it finishes its work. All right, look at what happens here. Let's read this once again. 15, verse 52, all together, please.
In a moment.
In the twinkling of an eye.
Uh-huh. At the last trump.
Stop right there for a moment. In a moment. In a twinkling of an eye. I got to use Brandon as an example. You see who's sitting over there? Remember all those weeks after weeks after weeks? No Brandon. Right? Twinkle your eye. Look over there. You see that? Before you know it, it's over. And it seemed like it was an eternity, didn't it? Before you know it, it's over, folks. That's something to really go say a lot about. All your life, this whole life, man, is over so quick. How many remember being young, little kid?
Yeah.
Next thing I look at us. You know? Man, I was just playing with my G.I. Joe with the Kung Fu Grip. Now what? Where are we? What happened? Where'd that go? Gone. That quick. All right? Do something during this period. do something. Try to live more joyful.
Amen.
You know, try to remember who has everything under control. All right, go back to the message. Let's go back here. 52. Things go quick, you know, afterward when you look back at it, of course. Mm-hmm. All right, let's look here. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 52. And what does it say?
In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump.
At the last word. The finishing word, the final word, what happens?
For the trumpet shall sound, the dead shall be raised incorruptible.
Uh-huh. That's your change. That's from one state to another. You see that? Uh-huh.
And we shall be changed.
Amen, amen. Tell somebody, we have to let the word work.
We have to let the word work.
And when it's finished,
serving its purpose,
it will then speak. All right? But it's not going to, you know, think about it. Grab that, you grab hold. Let the word work. Let the trumpet work. Let the sound work. And when it's finished doing what it was sent to do, then it will say, it is finished. Amen. Closing verse. Let's go to it. John. Y'all clapping to try and hurry it up. No. Yeah, that's a good way to end. If you guys are sitting right there. Not happening. Not happening. All right. All right. Here we go. Last verse. Wow, you're getting out early today. John chapter 19. All right, are we there?
Amen.
And we're going to read at verse 30. This is Jesus on the cross. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, it is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost.
Hallelujah.
It is finished. Messiah, the word spoke, the trumpet sounded. And look what happened. Do you understand what happened? We're here. Messiah was sent to do something. The word of God made flesh was sent for a purpose. And when that purpose was finished, that's when it spoke and said, it is finished. And he gave up the ghost. That was the purpose of Moshiach, to take all of our mess. And the word of God is speaking to all of us. And it has a purpose in all of our lives. And like I said, folks, sometimes like Messiah, the word might be affliction for you. It might be tribulation. It might be things and people against you. It might be that. We don't know what, but let it have its perfect work. It's perfecting us. And when it's finished, he will speak. He's not going to forget you're in the furnace. He's not going to forget you're in the furnace of affliction. No. Guess what he's going to do? When it starts getting hotter, guess what he's going to come down? He's going to come down and be right with you.
Yes, Lord.
And people are going to look and say, wait a minute.
All right.
I thought two people walking. You know, who was that other one? Like the Son of God, the Son of Man. But that's what's happening. That's because he says, I'm walking with you through it. All right? So just hold on. You're going to cry. You're going to have bad days. You're going to have good days. But the word has told us so many times. And he tells us right there in Genesis, one of my favorite things I always talk about. And the evening, dark night. And then the morning. You see? Darkness before light. Right? Remember that? Weeping may endure. But what?
Joy.
Thank you. Amen. In the scriptures that say, and it came to pass.
Amen.
You grab that?
Yes. Yes.
It came right. To what? To ultimately pass.
Amen.
It's not going to stay there.
Right.
It's coming
to pass.
To pass. All right. All right. So let's just hold on. Amen. And let's bless God for what we're going through, because we know our ladder is going to be greater than our past, because the word spoke, that trumpet and sound. Amen. Let's stand for it.